Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In this final business podcast in this series of four, I just wanted to talk about being organized for the unorganized. Now, having been a business owner for as long as I have, I've had to learn some tips in getting organized to run a company because it's not easy. I've stuffed up a lot, like many of us or many of all entrepreneurs really, but there are a bunch of things I would recommend that will help you get success, where you don't have to fall into the same pitfalls as I have. So I just want to share a bit of a brain dump of ideas. So let's get into it. Okay, so being organized for the unorganized. You know, let's be honest, we're not the most organized people in the world. You know, to be blatantly honest, getting a podcast today, you should feel very proud. And this actually proves how far I've come with my organization, because right now I'm on a Disney cruise chasing after a seven-year-old somewhere in the ocean. And I actually organized myself enough to record this podcast in advance. Pat on my own back there. I'm very proud. There would have been a time where that just wouldn't have happened. I would have been flustered. I'd have been anxious. I'd have completely forgotten about it. I'd have had no systems, no plans for my life and my business. And I'd have just been like, you know, in tears. Maybe physical tears, maybe just emotional, mental tears. You know, I'm quite good at looking like I'm absolutely fine on the outside, but in the inside being in a turmoil. You may connect with that potentially. And that was how I was. And running a business, my gosh, it's a roller coaster. There are days where everything goes right and I'm like on top of the world. I'm kicking goals without even trying. And then there are days where I feel like I've worked so hard and I've gone backwards. And they're very frustrating days. And you know, you can't ever create a business where you don't have a bit of both. They just don't exist. But what you can do is you can make the ride not quite as peaky. I can make the highs a bit lower, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's actually a really good skill to make the lows a bit higher, so there's a little bit more balance. I've never met someone with neurodiversity keep it calm all the time. We'd probably go into boredom factor, and the minute we get bored, things get worse. It's kind of like you hit this bored point, and then everything gets really amazing and terrible all at the same time. I'm sure we've all had that at some point, whether we've recognized it or not. And by building systems and small things in my day-to-day life that make these things possible, it's really important. So let's start talking through some. Now, the first I've shared before, which is getting my calendar sorted. Now, I love my digital calendar, and I've chosen that to be my point of truth for a week. Okay, I use Google Calendar. I'm not associated with them. It just works for me. I find it a bit easier than Microsoft, but it doesn't really matter. It's whatever works for you. But what I use it for is I make sure I use colors. I have different types of activities set, which you can do in Google, and I can use emojis for all my different meeting types. I keep it very, very visual, and that is so good. Like, I've seen someone else's calendar the other day, and it was just words, and every meeting was the same color, and it literally just made me feel sick. You know, I literally was like, wow, I'm bored already. It just didn't capture me. It wasn't easy for me to read. I just didn't like it. And so that's been a huge help, being able to break things up. I also make sure I automatically routine things in that I used to not do. And this is, you know, I might be thinking, is this a business tip or a life organization tip? But you cannot run a business if you don't have some level of system or organization, okay? And so I make sure I have a half an hour lunch break every day. I make sure I have a clear my emails time every day. I have a meditation time in the morning every day. And that's for my business. Like, if I don't actually look after myself, if I don't take time to find peace or go for a walk in the morning, then that affects my output and my performance. And so you can't just think, if I work a little bit harder, I'll get more done. That is not the way the neurodiverse brain works. A well-looked-after neurodiverse brain will do 8 hours of work in 2 hours, okay? So, like, for example, I may do 4 to 5 real hours of work a day, probably 4. But my 4 hours is the equivalent of 16 hours of a neurotypical person. This is truly what I believe once I've honed my skills. Now, if I'm in peak performance, I get that 16 hours out of those four. Now, if I'm in a terrible state where I've eaten poorly the day before, I haven't slept, I forgot to meditate, didn't go for a walk, I was feeling tired, I might get about half an hour's worth of productivity in the day, maybe an hour, you know, and the rest of it, I'm probably lying to myself that I'm actually doing anything. I just feel guilty that I let myself get to that state. So never cut out the stuff that keeps your brain ticking. It is absolutely vital to you and how you operate. So make sure that isn't cut out. The other thing that's really helped me in business neurodiversity is having a personal assistant. Now, it took me a while to get one. Once I did, I haven't looked back. And I've had a bunch of them over the years. My current one's great. There's a bunch of them out there for you. I use someone who's virtual, works only for me, and has learned all of my pros, my cons, my intricacies. She knows how to deal with me. She's got three kids and treats me like her fourth. You know, she has to, you know, it's kind of true, right? Like some of the things I do, it's like, what? You know, it didn't make any logical sense. But by having someone who's out there to support me, it's made a massive impact. You know, with someone like that, I can 3x my productivity because I know they've got my back. I know they're doing those boring admin tasks that I hate. You know, if I need to send some paperwork somewhere, I can get her to fill it out just by sending a voice message. If I need to move a calendar appointment after a meeting, I can voice message it to her and she'll sort it out. So I get to focus on what I'm great at, the creativity, the conversations, all of that side that I love, the big picture, and I can get her to help me with the other pieces. It really acts as another arm. I personally think this is going to happen more and more with AI coming into the game. People are going to be able to create their own AI assistants. I don't think it's there yet, if I'm honest. I think we're on the cusp, but it's only going to get better and better. Where you have someone who literally can manage your life from a voice message. It's going to be there sooner than we think. My gut is it's another 12 to 24 months off, but as a business owner, it's not far off. You know, I personally have an assistant out of the Philippines, but I've seen people out of India that works. Finding someone who gets you, who understands you, who values their job is really, really important. And if you can get that and you can look after them, then you're going to have a really, really good time, you know, going forward in life. Because like it takes so much stress off me. I'm able to support a family in a country that, you know, needs a stable income to look after their kids, right? In my country, I wouldn't be able to, for the same price, pay for 20% of someone's salary, which is crazy when you think about it. I'm able to help feed a family of five. You know, I'm not the only one, but, you know, hey, it's a huge, huge help. And so trying to, you know, getting your head around that is really powerful. And that's made a massive impact in my businesses going forward. What else really works when it comes to being organized? I think setting boundaries. Now, I hate, you know, boundaries. They're a struggle, right? As dyslexics, I used to set them all the time. And then what? Do you know what I'd do? I'd break my boundaries and feel really guilty. I'd say, I'd create a thing like no meeting Mondays, and then I'd sneak a meeting in there. And I'd be very disappointed with myself. But what I've actually learned over the years is the way the dyslexic mind works, the best thing it works with is something called, creative constraints. There you go, there's my dyslexic mind. Couldn't pick the words. Creative constraints. So by saying no meeting Monday exists, I'll guarantee you I will have less meetings on a Monday, but I will have potentially one or two occasionally. And I've become comfortable with that because when I set a boundary, I realize that, imagine my boundaries are a bit elastic, but at least they're there and they are elastic. So I can push them so far, but I don't push them too far. So if I average 5 or 6 meetings a day, no meeting Monday may average 1 to 2 meetings. So I've actually made a massive impact or a massive change in the way I'm thinking by putting that constraint in there. But it takes a long time to give up the perfectionism that we all have to some degree to allow that to happen and to realize that that constraint is only an elastic constraint. It can move, it can change, it can alter, and it's not the end of the world. The sky isn't falling. Now, it's a lot easier for me to say that now after years of getting that wrong. It takes a long time to get used to that. When you do, it's a godsend is the only word I could, words I can say, but it's a real change for how you operate. And I'm sure anyone listening to this realizes you could use these tips for a job or something else. And 100%, take anything you can from this and use it. If you can't use it, throw it away. You just need one tidbit or one bit of genius that you can apply to your life. Could be an absolute game changer. So I hope those have given you a few tips on getting organized for the unorganized. You know, they're not massive things, but just get in there. Go start changing the colors on your calendar. You can probably do it on your phone. Just imagine how it could be. Add an emoji to the start of every single calendar thing. It's quite fun. It's actually really enjoyable. And like, you just feel more excited looking at your calendar in the morning. It's just more interesting. And it seems so basic, but so powerful. So I hope that's added some value. If you've got any ideas for podcasts, if you want to hear anything else, reach out to me at truthaboutdyslexia.com. I'll be going to see Mickey Mouse right now on a Disney cruise. And I'll be back next week. Have an epic rest of your day.